If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Can't make that stuff up. 7:15 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, Permaseal Basement Systems, and ChevyDrivesChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. When you call, you're going to hear a different voice this morning. Elif is filling in for Lindsay, who's going to be gone for the next two Saturdays. She's going to be in Scotland. How about that? And so she'll be gone for the next two Saturdays. Say hi to Elif when you call. 312-981-7200. Sitting in for, it's the big sitting in day today. Dave Schwann for Veronica Carter. Andy Mazur in for Sam Panionovich. Nice to see both of you this morning.
Good to see you as usual.
A lot of
Lou.
Testosterone around here today.
It's the guy show.
Yeah, yes. Right. Poor Elif is outnumbered here in the producer's chair. So nice to see both of you. It's a hot one today. So a couple of quick things before we get to your phone calls. Your AC unit, if you've got that central air unit outside, that probably hasn't run that much this year, unless you're someone that has a an allergy issue. But go take a look, make sure if there's bushes around it that they're cut back so it can breathe, and take a look at the fins, you know, the coil that's around the unit, and see if you see any debris on it. And if you take a hose and you spray it all down, or if you could take a light brush, you don't want to bend any of those fins if it's an exposed fin. Go ahead and spray that off, because the cleaner the coils, the more efficient the unit, and the cooler you will be. And then ultimately, also make sure that the filters are clean in the unit, because if those are clogged, it's going to work harder and cost you more money. And then who knows? That's when this is when breakdowns happen. The HVAC guys, you know, the American Weather Makers folks, they're so happy when this kind of weather comes, because they get all kinds of service calls and because people aren't taking good care of their stuff. You need to take care of your stuff so that when, you know, the bad weather hits, or the tough weather, rather, the units are ready to go. So a couple of quick tips before it gets too hot out there, and you can take care of it, so make sure that the system works for you. All right, let's get to the phone calls. 312-981-7200. This is Marla in Lake Forest. Marla, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Marlo.
Marlo, nice to talk with you.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you, too. I have a question. I moved into a rental home. The previous renter was a smoker, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that smell out of the house. The one thing that worries me is there's a hallway that's been wallpapered with grass cloth, and I'm wondering if it's in that grass cloth.
Well, you don't have to wonder. It is.
It is.
Did the prior to you moving in, do you know if any of the walls were washed or painted?
No, the walls were painted, he said, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So the walls have not been washed since. Do
okay.
I need to do that?
Well, the thing that I would start with is that. Buy a box of spick and span and a bucket, warm water, and a sponge. And go ahead and literally start from the top down. You're going to be disgusted at what comes off those walls. If the people, you know, obviously smoked inside the place. And it may take two applications of the washing and the rinsing of the walls to get that off there. That should help remarkably. On the grass cloth, here's what I would do. Is it pretty sturdy? In other words, the wallpaper looks fine. It's not peeling away or anything?
No, it's really in good shape.
Okay. This is not how it's this product is meant to be used, but it's a better use of your money. So have you heard me talk about Freshwave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They make a laundry additive that that you can buy in like a quart bottle as okay. opposed to buying the smaller spray bottle. I want you to take that and put it. Do you know what a pump sprayer is?
Yes.
Okay. So put that in a pump sprayer and then lightly spray that grass cloth with it. I don't want you to douse it, but I just want you to almost mist it.
Okay.
And do that, you know, today, and then do that tomorrow, and then do it okay. like for 3 days in a row, allowing okay. it to dry and grab the odor and neutralize it. Now, does this home have central heat and air?
It does.
Okay. Make sure the filters are replaced. And okay. If you have vents in the floor, if you can vacuum inside those vents and clean the vents out as well, that can help a little bit. But you need okay. to you need to wash the walls. You need to spray that grass cloth with the laundry additive, and change those filters, and that should help. And then obviously today's not the day, but as much fresh air as you can get into the place will help.
Right, and I had been doing that previously. I had everything opened up in hopes of getting that smell out of here, helping.
Right.
I also have shades, so do I need to do the same thing with the shades? Wash
yeah.
those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You got to wash. I mean, it's a huge job, but you got to get everything cleaned up. And you know, you don't want to, as a non-smoker, you don't want to smell all that stuff, and it's you are breathing that in, so. The sooner you do it, the better, and hopefully things will calm down. And the other thing, too, once you get all the cleaning done, that Freshwave product, you know, they make an odor-neutralizing candle, and they make a crystal gel. If you put some of those throughout the home, that will help to mitigate the odors, capture them, drop them to the ground so you're not breathing them. Appreciate the phone call. 722 in the morning, a quick break, and we'll be back right after these. 725 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is John in LaGrange Park. Hey, John, you're on WGN.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have a question or two for you, Lou. I'm having like driveway and in the garage cement problems. They're cracked. Garage is all chipped and stuff, and I saw this stuff. It's called Rubber Master Flexible Rubber Pavers. Could I put that inside my garage at least and cover up all those chips and stuff? Would that be work?
It's a snap together system that you can drive on, correct?
Yeah, rubber pavers is 100% rubber made from old tires and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I mean the biggest thing with that is moisture, and so. One of the options that's out there, there's a product called Sport Court, which is one brand name. And actually, the guys at WeatherTech, you know, that make the floor mats for your car, they make a flooring for a garage as well that has holes in it. So the idea is that any water that goes through drains out.
Uh-huh.
The thing with the rubber is if this one is a solid piece of rubber, if moisture gets trapped underneath there, we could have a mildew and mold issue.
Okay. All right.
So, but this is an absolute doable option, and when you put it down, it's not an inexpensive option, John.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really nice, and if the concrete is sound, meaning that other than it's pitted or you know small cracks, it's a decent option.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, I'm trying. You know, it's a money problem for
right.
me. You know,
and
I mean, the other thing I could do is fill in all those chips with like leveler or something.
Right. So the other thing you could do there is go in with a leveling concrete like a GIF set, which is a brand. But you could level all that out, get it nice and smooth, and then you could paint it with an epoxy paint. Rust-Oleum makes a product. Called Rock Solid, which is a new version of their product that you could paint on. I mean, it really looks nice when you do it. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than a floor system that you would put down. And, you know, you'll get a little bit of lift under the tire after a couple of years just because of the temperature variance here. But as opposed to spending $5 a square foot and a kit costs, you know, $80, so you get two kits to do a two-car garage, you're talking about an investment of $160 and a Saturday, you'll be amazed at the results. I appreciate the phone call. It is 7:28 in the morning. Don't go away.
That's right. I'm talking to you. It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
7:38 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Hey, Displains is the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Join Justin Kaufman for a live broadcast of The Download this Friday, June 17th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Taste of Displains. We'll help kick off this year's event, and you'll find live entertainment, food, beverages, and activities for the whole family. Get a taste of Displains, the best restaurants, too, from grass-fed prime beef burgers to homemade tacos and barbecue. Parking and admission is free, and it's just steps away from the Metro station as well. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Sounds like a great event. I will not be able to attend because June 17th is my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday to your wife.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. June 17th, isn't that also Father's Day?
No.
No?
Sunday. That Sunday.
Oh, okay.
18th, the 19th.
All right. I was a day off. I'm sorry.
Right. That's all right. Hometown Voices Tour, Justin Kaufman, on my wife's birthday. Hopefully he'll wish her a happy birthday with a taco. Hey, I was talking to Elif, who's sitting in for Lindsay today. And then I mentioned something. You have a sister who's marrying somebody on the staff.
Yes, Kevin Richter.
Kevin Richter. What's your sister's name?
Sarah.
Sarah. So wait. So you're the Turkish princess, as I've called you this morning, because your family is from Turkey.
Yes.
Right? So you have this wonderful Turkish name, Elif, and she's Sarah.
Yeah, but it's spelled S-E-R-R-A, so it's actually Sarah.
Oh. And do they like Kevin?
Yes, very much.
Are you just saying that because you're on the radio?
Yeah. He's very, very nice. Yeah. We love him.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, because I've met him, and I don't think he's that nice.
He's very nice.
Is he nice?
Yes.
Okay. And your dad does know that he's a radio producer.
He knows.
All right. You know, because this is a tough business.
Yeah.
Right.
He knows.
All right, good. Strong character. Is that what we say?
That's absolutely right.
Right. Good. And when is the wedding?
It's in September.
Wow. That's fun. It's a nice time to get married. September.
Yeah, fall, weather isn't going to be hot or cold, so it'll be enjoyable when we go out.
Big wedding, small wedding?
I think it's going to be medium size.
Okay, so did you grow up in a Turkish, like, full of traditions from the old country?
As far as...
I don't know, is there any kind of thing at the wedding, like, you know, what do the Jewish people do? They step on a glass, right?
Right.
You do anything like that?
At a Turkish wedding...
Andy, what is the stepping on the glass thing for?
It's to make a loud noise.
Okay. Thank you, Andy, for that.
So.
Andy just throws in a, I have no idea why you do that, wrapped in a napkin. Do they do anything like that? Do they, I don't know. There's not something. Oh, at all the Turkish weddings, they do this.
There's a dance that we do.
Oh, all right.
Where you stand in a circle and you hold hands with the people next to you.
Oh, I like that.
And you basically...
So like the
dance
chicken dance?
In a circle. Not quite, but there are certain parts of it that can compare to the chicken dance. No, I'm just joking.
How do you say chicken in Turkish?
Tavuk.
It's not easy to say. It's not an easy language.
No.
Right?
It's not easy to...
So there's like a little thing where you're dancing all together... It kind of seems like a Greek wedding, too. They do that in Greece.
They do the same thing, yeah. It's
right.
The same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I wish the lovebirds the best of luck. Sarah and Kevin.
Yes.
Is she going to take his name?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm. Funny. What's your... Oh, no, we don't want people to know your last name in case they're going to stalk you.
It's okay, but yeah.
Say your last name.
Garris.
See, that's a nice name. Richter? I mean, Richter. Think about that. Is that the name she wants? Really? Poor Kevin. He's a good kid. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Al in Lake Forest. Hey, Al, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I've had a problem with chipmunks through the years. They furrow underneath my patio. I've had a total collapse on my patio.
Al, hold on a minute. I've got the greatest thing for you. Get a pencil.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Bon-Eyed Mold Max Sonic.
Bon-Eyed Mold Max.
No, not old. That's you and me. Mole, M-O-L-E.
Mole, Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic Spike. Bon-Eyed, B-O-N-I-D-E.
B-O-N-I-E.
B-O-N.
B-O-N.
I, but wait, now you got me doing it. Hold on, I'm going to spell it now. Look, you got me funny. Bon, okay, B-O-N-I-D-E.
Bon-Eyed.
Bon-Eyed. Mole Max, M-O-L-E, Max, like my son Max.
Max.
Sonic Spike.
Gotcha.
Okay. They make two kinds. They have one that's a solar and one that you put some C batteries in. It looks like a giant tent stake. Where you have the chipmunks, you may need more than one if you got a big problem. You take a broom handle near the area where you have, and you shove the broom handle into the ground about 8 inches down.
Okay.
Then you take the batteries, and you put this in the spike, and you turn it on, and it goes, hee, like that. That's what it says.
Okay.
Can you make that sound?
Hee. I'll practice making the sound.
That was pretty good. Listen, you could either buy the spike or you could go outside and do that and you'd get rid of the chipmunks. Now you now you take the spikes and you bury it in the ground all the way flush to the ground. And it makes that sound in the ground. You want the ground to be as compacted as possible because it's the sound of a mole or a chipmunk in distress. And it thinks that someone's there. I have had a chipmunk problem at our house for years underneath our steps by our back door. And it really didn't bother me other than it drove Enzo crazy because he was always trying to get at him. I put this spike down. They haven't been back for over a month.
Well, I wish I had your luck.
Best $16 or so you're going to spend, and it's at the hardware store or the garden center. And if you go put that in the ground, you're going to be amazed at the results. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:45 in the morning, 7:49 in the morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2. So I go to a ton of shows, like not Broadway shows, but I do like those as well. You know, industry shows. And back in May, on my birthday, because that's how much I love you people, I was at the International Hardware Show. And looking at new products and new inventions and things that I think would be interesting for you, and also meeting with people that I do business with. I mean, it wasn't all for you. Okay, fine. The very first product when I walked into the Las Vegas Convention Center that I saw is our Noodaloo 2 this morning. Take a listen.
If you're a fan of the Mr. Fix-It Show, you've probably gathered over the years that Lou does not love a garbage disposal. He doesn't agree that food should go down those drains, naturally. So I'm sure what they do over at the Manfredini household is scrape that leftover food off the plate into the garbage can and then rinse the plate in the sink, with all that other extra little food going right down the drain. Well, that's what a sink strainer's for, right? But they can only hold so much. Enter this week's new to Lou 2, the Keeney Gourmet Kitchen Sink Strainer. Sexy, right?
Ooh la la.
But check it out. It's got an extra deep cup and basket that'll easily install into thicker sinks like composite or cast iron, and is going to catch any of that debris for a clog-free drain. The Gourmet Sink Strainer is removable for easy cleaning, perfect for prep work and cleanup right there in your kitchen, and perfect for people with no garbage disposals.
It fits into a 3.5-inch kitchen sink opening and has a stainless steel finish that'll complement the industrial or professional look of the kitchen. I know this sink strainer is available at select Ace Hardwares. You can find out more at KeeneyMFG.com. And as usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on John Williams' app Vibe Score. Download that free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
Elle, if you're not a homeowner, are you? You're an apartment renter?
I am not even an apartment renter yet.
All right. Do you have any idea what she was just talking about?
Kind of.
Okay. The sink strainer, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, where you get all the junk in there and it gets all in there and it always gets clogged. This thing is super deep.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And it's even got stainless steel on it.
It's so unfair for me to do this to you because you can hear all the beeps and stuff going on in there. But this thing's awesome. I walk into the show at the convention center. It's the very first thing that I see. A deep stain. Now, the only thing that I wish it was, now I have two of them. I have not installed them yet. I'm putting them in our kitchen. The strainers at our house now are 14 years old, and they just don't work anymore. And they're really good Kohler stainless steel brass strainers. This thing, the top and everything is stainless steel that's going to be exposed. Everything underneath is plastic. That's okay because your piping's plastic under there as well. I just wish that it was all solid brass, all chromed brass. But I cannot wait to install this. I just need an hour to do it, and I'm putting them both in there. And that big, deep cup, when you're cutting stuff or getting stuff in there, you're just going to pick it all up and dump it into the garbage, not the garbage disposal. That is what a garbage is for. So this thing's awesome. Check it out up on Facebook, on the Vibe Score. Vibe about it. I think it's awesome. It's a really interesting product. And all you need to do is put a little plumber's putty on there, install it, and you're good to go. Really, really good stuff. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Quick call here. Let's talk to Leo in Carpentersville. Leo, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Let me explain to you the scenario. I have a townhome that's 13 years old. It's built on a slab. So I have no basement.
Mm-hmm.
My garage floor is cement, and right where the door closes, there is a crack right in the center of the concrete. When my door closes,
wait. We're talking about the swinging door into the unit.
No, the roll-up door that actually is the
garage door.
7 foot tall.
All right, the garage door.
The aluminum door.
Okay.
Right. When it closes, I now see daylight at the bottom of the door because the concrete has split in the center, and I believe the concrete has collapsed a little bit because the door no longer seals at the base.
Okay.
What can be done?
And it's just on one side.
Just on one side.
How long of a run?
The crack?
Well, in other words, when the door is closed and you look, it's from the edge where the rollers are, correct? If you look from the edge to the center, how long of a run are we talking about?
Probably about 18 inches.
Oh, okay. And the concrete, do you see that it's settled or it just you see this with the door? In other words, you have two choices. You could put some self-leveling concrete on there to kind of bring up that area, but long-term it's not a great solution because it's going to peel away. Or you can get a heavy-duty rubber weather stripping that you can get at the hardware store, that has a adhesive on the backside. And that right now you've got a gasket probably on the bottom of that door that runs the length of the door, the width of the door. And
yeah, the gasket was pancaked. I replaced the gasket, and that still hasn't remedied the problem.
Correct. So now what you can do is that gasket, you know how it's hollow in the center?
Yep.
Okay. Couple things you can try. There is a insulation caulking rope.
That expands?
Well, no. It's a caulking rope. It's a foam tube that is different sizes if you're going to caulk a gap in concrete. So it comes in 1 inch, 3/4, whatever. You could take a 2-foot section of that and with the door open, slide it in that gap of that existing weather stripping that you put in there. So that when you close the door, that doesn't compress as much on that side, and it's a consistent look on the bottom.
The problem is that when the door is closed, that weather stripping on the bottom of the door is not even touching the concrete and the
But it is on the other side. But it is on the other side, right?
That's right.
Right.
And the seal is in the it's in an oval shape, so it's not even compressed. So that hollow seal is full. It's oval shaped, and then it closes when the door is closed when it's working properly.
But could I? Is there enough of a gap that I could take something the size of a pencil and slide it in?
Yes.
How about bigger than a pencil?
I would say it's about
like a crayon,
1/4 inch. Yeah, about between a pencil and a crayon.
All right, so say you got that piece of roping that comes in different sizes and you slide that in there and see what happens. If that doesn't work, then clean up the bottom of that seal and then buy some self-adhesive weather stripping that comes in different thicknesses that you can stick on the first 18 inches on the bottom there so that when it closes, it seals it up. It's not going to look great when the door is open, but if you get the same color, a gray or a black, you probably won't even see it, and it will work. Appreciate the phone call. 7:57 in the morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you...
8:09 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Fox Home Center and wetandforget.com in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, are you a camper? Do you like to go camping? Did you know that June is National Camping Month? And before you begin your adventure into the wilderness, make sure you're taking the proper precautions. We're going to talk with someone from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources before you head up camping. I love camping. It's a lot of fun.
What was your favorite camping experience?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah, see, my wife has zero interest in camping whatsoever. When I was a young boy, my parents, when my parents were married, for a while we had a trailer, like a camper, a Winnebago trailer.
Oh, one of the great old classic Winnebagos.
Right, but it was a trailer. Most people think of the Winnebago as, you know, a mobile home, a motorized home that you drive. But
no, you pulled this one with the car.
Yeah. And I remember we used to pull that trailer. We had my dad drove, or maybe it was my mother's car, it had to be a 1977 Mercury Grand Marquis.
I remember those. The boats.
It was a giant car, right? I mean, it was, remember, the Mercury, so that was a step down from the Lincoln. But it was the same car.
It was the same car, body, essentially.
Right, right, right. And it was a two-door. It was a massive car.
And how many miles to the gallon?
Oh, it didn't matter back then because gas was, you know, whatever it was in the 70s, but... well, actually, it was expensive in the 70s. It could have been
for a while there, yeah.
Could have been 75 cents a gallon back then, you know, or whatever it was. But, man, we went down to Florida in that thing and, you know, the campfire and then even just tent camping. I like that as well.
It's amazing to see all of the accessories you can get for camping, you know, the stuff that, like all the comforts of home, you're not really roughing it so much anymore.
You know, I think the people make that argument that, that's not camping. You know, you want to be out under the stars or in a tent or do whatever. So anyway.
Getting wet.
And be wet, right. Wake up in the rain and your sleeping bag is soaking wet underneath there. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up after 8:30 this morning, as I mentioned, with a a representative from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. But right now, let's get back to your phone calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And Linda's been on the line. Hey, Linda, you're on WGN. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I have some questions, too.
Sure.
I have a large cooking grease stain on my patio, and I'd like to know how to remove it.
What's the patio made of? Concrete?
Concrete. And we had a jar of grease, and my grandson dropped it during the cold weather, and it's just awful. I'd like to remove it.
Okay, and it's been there for since the winter?
Yes.
All right. Well, at this point, you can try a product called Pour and Restore. So this is a bottle that you're going to shake up. You're going to buy at the hardware store. There's Pour and Restore. There's another product called Oil Gone Easy. All right. Both of them are, have you ever, now this might be a personal question, Linda. Have you ever taken milk of magnesia?
No, I have not.
Do you know what it is?
I do.
You know what it kind of looks like?
I do.
All right. Well, this is what it looks like.
Okay.
And so you're going to pour this over the stain, and so that it completely covers it, and you're going to leave it there for 24 hours. And what it's going to do is it's going to work itself into the concrete, and it's going to grab the stain and try and wick it up. And as this starts to dry, you're going to wipe it away with a broom 24 hours, maybe even more than 24 hours, depending on, you know, how much you pour down there. You're going to be left with a wet spot when you're done. But then as that dries, that stain should be gone. Now, when you rinse it away and the stain may be still there, repeat it again. After two times with this product, this is as good as it's going to get.
All right. That's good to know. Thank you so much. Now, for my other question, I have a cemented front porch. And when I moved in this house 30 years ago, they had painted it white. I wish it was just the natural color.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to paint it from time to time, and it seems like it's getting more often. Could you please suggest a paint or some prepping I should do before painting it?
How big is the front? How many steps are we talking about, and how big is the landing?
Okay, not the steps. It's actually the, like, we can sit on it if you want to.
Oh, like it's like a front porch.
Right, right.
But the paint keeps peeling.
Right, and I'm just talking about, it's more or less the trim on my front cemented porch.
Oh, not the cement itself.
No.
Okay. So for that, what I would do, and so that stuff is painted, is it painted wood?
It's painted, it is concrete, it's painted white.
Oh.
But it's the trim, and it's not.
But it's all concrete.
But it's all concrete.
Got it. Okay. What you want to do there is sand as much as you can. Scrape and sand as much as you can so that it's as smooth as possible. And that the problem with concrete is it absorbs moisture like crazy. And then when the moisture gets underneath there, the paint can peel. And you want to use an exterior paint that's super sticky. Something like Ace makes a product called Clark and Kensington, and they and that is a really good exterior paint, and you can use it on concrete as well.
Great.
But the key is the scraping and the sanding first, and then put that on there as well.
Thank you. One more quick question. I heard you talking about a self-leveling concrete.
Gypset.
Gypset. Okay, and I want to know if I can use this under my front door entrance. With time and with snow and us, I guess, removing snow, it's just a little bit,
holds
a
water.
Little gap.
It holds water. Wait, is it a crack you want to fill or it's lower?
No, it's not a crack. It's just from, I guess, removing snow. It could be just from age or time. But hearing you talk about that this morning.
Well, that's a self-leveling patch. And so if you want to level the concrete, Quikrete makes a leveler, a concrete leveler that you could trowel on. The problem is if you do that, you're going to see that patch. So it isn't going to blend in really well on a flat surface. Where this works really well is if you do that and then you cover it with like a paint or something that you can consistently get a nice finish on.
Okay, now what is the name of that again, please?
Quikrete.
Okay.
Concrete Leveler.
You know what? If it just would level it for me, I'm not too concerned about
how
it looks. Right. I just want it to be neat and fill that gap. Thank you so very
Hold
much.
Hold on. Can you do me a favor? You're hanging on so long, Linda. I want to send you out a, speaking about you want to make it look nice, how about a three-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver?
Wonderful.
How about that? Hang on a second, and Elif will get your information. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com for more information. It's 8:18 in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
3 hours of Manfredini. It's a Mr. Fix-It hat trick. Mike Emmerich from NBC Sports here, and I'm a big Lou fan. Great to hear him on the radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
Thanks, Doc. 8:21 in the morning. I was watching. And Andy, you been watching any of the NHL Stanley Cup?
I've been trying.
Yeah.
It's been very difficult to do.
I know. Well, we're so spoiled, right?
Yes, that's the truth. That's why.
But, you know, I am fortunate enough. Doc Emmerich is a big WGN radio fan across the board, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind enough to listen to this show on Saturdays. And I was watching the broadcast where I thought Pittsburgh was going to win it the other night, and I'm sure everybody in Pittsburgh was hoping that as well. And here's a man who has been broadcasting hockey for a long time. And right at the open of the broadcast, you know, he's kind of setting the whole thing up. And there's still the gleam in the eye like a kid. He's so excited to be there.
And you can tell in the broadcast, and you can just tell in his genuine love of the game.
Yeah. It's just fun to listen to and watch. And of course, Eddie O with him as well. They make a terrific team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am hopeful that he'll be calling it next year when the Hawks will be there as well.
Yeah. You know, he's got a big interest in baseball, too.
Oh, really?
He did a spring training game for the Pirates.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so he's branched out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. You know, I mean,
multi-talented guy. You know, yeah. he needs more jobs to take away from me.
Right. And I mean, the thing with him is that, you know, I'm not sure if this career is going to work out for him.
Yeah.
So it's good to always keep your options open.
Exactly right.
Right. Exactly. Andy, you're the baseball guy. Come on, Doc.
Exactly.
Can't you help a brother out?
That'd be nice.
8:23 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Gary in Forest Park. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary in Forest Park with a question about hardwood flooring. Hello, Gary. We'll put Gary on hold. How about Debbie in Wilmette? Hi, Debbie. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Excited to speak to you again. Always solving my problems for me.
I'll try.
Okay, let's see what you can do for this one. My daughter bought a car, and it reeks of smoke. And I said, didn't you smell it? And she said, well, the guy who was selling it to her also was a smoker, so she was just thinking that when he got out of the car, it would be fine. But it is.
Gross.
She's got a baby and another one on the way.
All right. Are we going to try and do this ourselves?
Well, I will try and then tell me what to do. Step one, it's all inside.
First of all, the smell is in the carpeting and in the upholstery. Is the upholstery leather or cloth? Do you know?
I think I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. So we got to get the carpeting cleaned, and you can do one of two things. You can rent a carpet machine like a Rug Doctor or something like that, and they have an upholstery wand, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so you'll spray a deodorizer detergent in the carpeting. It's a little tricky underneath the seats, but you can get under there with the wand and try and extract as much as you can out of this. Now, you could certainly send the car to be detailed and have them do it because they have a little bit more specialty items to do other than what you can rent. But You know, you can rent a rug doctor for $40 and you buy the cleaner. If you go get the car detailed, there's no guarantees, and it'll cost you a couple hundred dollars probably. Then you want to try the venting. Do you know the age of the car? How old is the car?
It's a few years old.
Okay. A lot of cars have cabin air filters, okay? So you may want to look to see if this particular car has a cabin air filter. More than likely, it's behind a panel in the glove box, and that filter needs to be removed and replaced. And, you know, if you were to contact the dealer or look up online, you could find out about this, and you could probably even buy this part at an auto parts store. And then we want to – your daughter's new best friend is a product called Freshwave. And we clean the carpets, we wipe down the upholstery, we wipe everything down, we've changed the filter. Then buy the crystal gel, which is this kind of looks like dippity-doo in gel form. And you're going to take a couple of these things and pour it into cups and put them in a couple of the cup holders to start grabbing all that odor and out of the air and pulling it out.
Okay.
But this is a big job.
Well,
boy, with that pregnant nose, you would have thought she would have smelled that smoke.
It's sort of funny, yeah. Well, at the point that she bought the car, she just had the baby, the
Got
first
it.
Baby. Now she's pregnant with the next one. But
Got
it just reeks, and they sort of have accommodated to it. They don't smell it anymore. But
right.
I get in the car and think, ugh. How could you not?
Yeah, so. Well, with the baby coming, you got to get that all taken care of. Do me a favor. You were hanging on so long. I want to send you out an Espoma prize pack containing the most effective natural and organic products for your garden. Find Espoma products at the local flower and garden retailers and participating Ace Hardware stores. 8:27 in the morning. Don't go away.
Come on in. I'm making you a sandwich.
Big, big, woo, big, big, bear, big bear, Chase. Big Bear Chase!
What is he saying?
What? Big Bear Chase me! Alright.
Got to know how to hold it. 8:39 in the morning. Are you hitting the road? Are you thinking about going camping? Did you know that June is National Camping Month? Well, before you begin your adventure into the wilderness, make sure you're taking the proper precautions. Joining me on the phone line right now is Chris Young, who is a spokesperson and communications director for the DNR, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, for those people that are outdoorsmen and women, the DNR no matter what state you're in, I mean, most states have a Department of Natural Resources, is really sort of a friend to them, making sure that we're treating Mother Nature correctly and playing by the rules and doing everything the right way. Tell me a little bit about the Illinois DNR. What's the purpose of that organization here in Illinois?
Well, the DNR in Illinois has a really broad mission. We manage hunting and fishing programs through the state. We manage all 329 state parks, fish and wildlife areas, state trails, state memorials, all sorts of state sites where you can go and recreate in 12 months of the year. We also have some regulatory function. We regulate mining, and we also regulate oil and gas production.
Wow, interesting.
And,
go ahead.
No, that's fine.
that's plenty on your list of things to do,
yeah.
and I'm sure
that's
that
right.
I'm sure that the DNR too is challenged by the budget impasse in the state, which I'm sure has affected a little bit. Have state parks all of them been affected by this from a staffing perspective, or I know there was some talk where some parks may not have opened. What's the status of all that?
Well, right now all of our state parks are open. We've been very, very fortunate during this time that we have some great staff working in our parks who have managed to pull us through a really difficult time, keep our parks open, keep our camping areas mowed and picked up and taken care of. And so we're good to go for summer right now.
That's great. All right. So June is National camping month. You know, I also thought it was National Ice Cream Month, but whatever. You can have ice cream while you camp. There are some things I know that people need to consider before they go camping about precautions and perhaps some things they need to do to be prepared. What kind of tips do you have for us today?
Well, first thing, before we dive into a whole litany of things we need to do to protect ourselves, I want to say that, you know, outdoor activities, camping, hiking, bicycling, bird watching, all those things are very healthy activities. They're great, great activities for families to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to sound like some sort of a legal disclaimer at the end of a prescription drug ad, you know, because dizziness, drowsiness.
Right.
Et cetera. So with that said, we do ask people to consider, you know, when you're going camping, when you're going hiking in the woods, think about where you're going to be, you know, dress appropriately. I mean, sometimes in the summer, we're all used to shorts and flip-flops and T-shirts. You know, if you're hiking in the woods, that's probably not the best choice. And so sometimes even though it's warm, even though you'd like to be in shorts and flip-flops, you know, long pants, hiking shoes, socks, sometimes even a long-sleeve shirt if you're going to be wading into the woods. If you're picking blackberries or raspberries, you're going to need a long-sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Just to protect yourself and make sure that you have a good time. I mean, these precautions are mostly to help people be comfortable when they're outside, have a good time, want to go again. You don't want to take the kids. You don't want everyone to be miserable for the whole weekend. You want to have a good time. And
right.
So if you dress properly, if you take insect repellent to keep the mosquitoes away, maybe take a little bit of vanilla because sometimes we have gnats early in the season, the sunscreen to keep yourself and the kids from painful sunburn,
right?
Maybe wear a hat. Just take good common sense precautions, and that way everyone can have a good time when they're outside.
And the other thing, too, I mean, with a lot of these parks, and if you're going to stay in the parks or do some camping, I mean, there's a lot of wildlife out there that maybe here, you know, you're in Chicago, and while we have our share of deer and coyotes and whatnot, when you get into those parks where, you know, it's a little bit more rural and wildernessy, if that's such a word, there's some animals we got to worry about as well.
Well, I think the rules are pretty much the same for any wild animal, and that's whether you encounter a wild animal in an urban area, or, you know, maybe you see something that's walking across your driveway that you don't normally see, or you encounter an animal when you're on a hike. And that is not to approach it, give it its space. If you feel like you're uncomfortably close, just slowly back up and give it space to go on its way.
Right.
The main thing to do is just to be aware. One thing I found, I'm a nature photographer, so I hike a lot looking for photographs, and sometimes I'll just stop. Something will tell me to stop and look behind me, and I'll look back, and there goes the raccoon tiptoeing across the trail like it just waited for me to go by before it cropped.
Right.
So, you know, mostly just a little bit of common sense. If you have pets, you know, they should be on a leash and you should be under control. That's for their protection and for wildlife's protection.
Now, do you guys, Chris, have a website where people can see activities or opportunities to go out and enjoy wilderness and have a good time that you can direct our listeners to?
Yes, if you go to dnr.illinois.gov, that's our main homepage website. There is a state parks section. There are six panels right below the homepage opening section, and you'll see our state parks are there. You can get an alphabetical list. You can get a list by region. And so we've got a lot of information there. Sometimes we'll have a travelogue video where you can see a little bit about the park. People who want to try and make a reservation for a campsite,
mm-hmm.
you should in advance, and you can do that online, and it's at reserveamerica.com.
I'm telling you, we have some beautiful state parks in this state that you have to go to. Our daughter Mallory, who just finished high school a couple weeks ago, one of the first things she and a bunch of friends did is they got in the car and they drove to Starved Rock for the day.
Yep.
And had an absolutely beautiful time. She said, "I didn't know that Illinois was this beautiful." And I go, it really is.
Starved Rock is really unique. First of all, it's perfectly located in the state because it's about 1 to 2 hours from most of our major population areas.
Right.
And it's also got this incredible geography or geology because of the deep canyons and ravines. And those were all created thousands of years ago when the glaciers started to melt.
Right.
As the glaciers melted, they created these giant lakes. And eventually those lakes would break through the earthen ridges that were holding them back, and they'd come tearing down the Illinois River Valley, and that's what carved out those beautiful canyons in Starved Rock.
Yeah.
And it's really something to stand up on Starved Rock and imagine this torrent coming downstream that carved this beautiful area that we enjoy today.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Chris Young is a spokesperson and communication director for the DNR, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Give me that website one more time.
It's dnr.illinois.gov.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really do appreciate it. It's 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Come on, clap along. Who's not happy listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGA?
Come on, Ella. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show at 8:51 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Gary. Gary's in Forest Park. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN.
Yeah, I got a problem. I don't know what to do. I've got a condo on the fifth floor. It's concrete floors.
Okay.
And it's the living room, dining room, kitchen area. And I've got the... we've got register heat. It's not register, but it's boiler heat with the entire 24-foot area where the, you know, where it's got the coils in it that runs the entire length of the front room.
It's fin tube baseboard, metal fin tube baseboard.
Yeah. With the metal like fans that are on it.
You have fans or you have fins?
No, the fins.
Fins, okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to put in a flooring in there, engineered flooring.
Okay.
What kind of a problem would I have because the entire length of that floor where you'd go into is where that it would have to go underneath of that...
metal fin tube.
Right.
Okay, well, the casing of the metal fin tube that you see, the metal, you know, like the ends of it and the fins and everything, those are all just caps. So when you look at your condo, if you go to a section where you have that metal fin tube, there's ends of it, right, where it ends?
It goes from my unit over to another unit into, you know, it just goes around the entire perimeter of the whole building.
I see. Okay.
It ties together.
But if you take off all that metal that you see...
There's a guard on the front of it.
Correct. The pipes...
Then you can... The piping goes right to the wall.
It goes into the wall, correct?
Yes.
So there's nothing coming off the floor?
No.
All right. So that little engineered flooring that you're going to put underneath there, you should have enough clearance and give...
Okay.
On the casing of the metal tubes.
Right.
To be able to slide it up underneath there.
Okay. Now, is finished or unfinished best for engineered flooring?
Well, I mean, for what you're going to do, you're going to look for something thinner. Remember that whatever you're going to put down there now, the condo association is probably going to have you want you to put some type of sound insulation down. Like a layer of cork.
Right.
Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about cork itself as a as an option for a finished floor. And it's
someone in our building has that, and they've had problems with it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's fantastic
stuff. Two people in our building actually have it, and they have problems with it.
All right. Well, when you buy the right stuff and it's installed and taken care of, it shouldn't be a problem. But if for what you're going to do, I mean, you got a lot of kids running around, Gary?
No, just the wife and I.
Yeah, right. You guys do all the running around?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
I'm the driver.
Oh, you're the driver, right? You were an Uber driver before there was even Uber, right?
Yes.
Right. All right. So why don't you think about a pre-finished floor for just the two of you down there? Remember that there's a difference, okay? I don't want you going to the big box stores. I want you to go to flooring stores to look because you'll see a better selection. You'll spend a little bit more money, but the quality of the product is there. I mean, names like Mohawk and Pergo, These are still the big brands that make really good stuff, but they also have a good, better, best. And so you want to look for the good, better, best option, and whatever your budget can afford, get the right stuff. Now, do me a favor. You've been hanging on. I want to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. It is 8:55 in the morning. Don't go away. You know, I was thinking, Elif, about the whole camping thing. We were talking to Chris Young from the DNR, and Dave Schwann mentioned, you know, even camping now, it's like all this stuff. You know who has a camper now is Lyle Dean, the skipper.
It's beautiful.
You've seen it?
I have.
Really?
We were in Florida in January and spent some time.
Get Lyle Dean on the phone after the news. I want to talk about his sweet ride camper and find out. Because he had the yacht now.
It's beautiful.
He must just be rolling in the money, Lyle Dean. He's got the giant yacht. Now he's got some big, what is it, some 150-foot long camper?
I don't know if it's that big, but it's a wonderful a wonderful, wonderful vehicle.
Get him on the phone after 9:30, 9 o'clock
it
news. Let's see if he's awake.
House.
Okay.
It's a movable house. Right. And then I was thinking, you know, and I was talking to the guy from the DNR about, you know, the wild animals when you're out in the wilderness. You do have to worry a little bit about that, right? A couple of years ago, we went to Yellowstone for spring break with the family. Three years ago. Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
I have, yes.
Okay, it's spectacular.
It's awesome. Best sense.
Oh, my gosh. We're going around. Finally, Quinn and I, our oldest, we go into this area. We stop. We're walking around, and there's a sign that says, do not go beyond this point without bear spray.
Bear spray?
Bear spray. Okay?
Yeah.
And I go, well, we don't have any bear spray. Quinn goes, come on, let's walk in here. Let's go see what's there. I go, do you see the sign?
The signs are there for
the
a
sign
reason.
Says,
believe me.
Don't go there with bear spray. He goes, Dad, he goes, if we see a bear, we'll just run. I go, yeah.
No,
all
no.
You, I go, all
no.
You have to do is run faster than me. And then I'm I'm the appetizer for the bear.
The bear will outrun you.
Well, they'll outrun me for sure.
The bear will outrun you.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:09 in the morning, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware, Lindeman Chimney Company, and AccessBruno.com. is our phone number. We were talking about camping, and Dave Schwann, Dave just stepped away.
I'm here.
But, you're there. You spoke to me about the fact that you were had a chance to see Lyle's motorhome.
Yes.
Now, is that true that you told me it's kind of like one of those, ones that they have in England, like the double decker? It's two stories, right?
No.
With
no.
Right.
It's
and
not.
where is the jacuzzi tub, in the front or in the back of the motorhome?
Well, it's in the back, of course, with the private gym and the home entertainment center.
Right. And where does the helicopter land? Because I know when he had the yacht. That he had a helipad where the helicopter could land. Does he have a helipad on the motorhome?
I didn't see the helipad. There might be an adjacency to
Ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the phone line right now, please give it up for our very own Lyle Dean. Hello, Skipper.
Excuse me, am I talking to Pinocchio?
It's so nice of you to join us.
Lyle, this is my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about camping, and actually it is Dave Schwann's fault because he said, you know, this. Can you believe all this stuff that's going on? And then he starts telling me about the fact that you have this motorhome and you've got spinners on the outside, right? Those
I didn't say
rims.
That. Didn't say
and
anything.
Autopilot. Yours is one of those Google self-driving motorhomes, right?
In my dreams.
Well, I wanted to get your perspective. Good morning, by the way, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Driving along the Front Range of the Colorado Rockies as we speak.
Really?
Beautiful day. There's still snow-capped peaks. It's beautiful.
Wow.
However, now we're driving to the flatlands of Colorado for a family reunion. where it's going to be 98 today. So don't give me any.
All right, easy. Well, be careful where it's a family. Did you bring your little brother with you? Is he in the back of the motorhome?
Did not do the motorhome this trip. We flew out.
Oh, you flew. Okay, so the one thing, do we still have the yacht Lyle Dean?
Well, sort of.
Yeah. All right, is it available? But it's available. It's on the market, right?
No, it's off the market. We're just waiting for finalization.
That's good. Okay, that's good.
There's a young man with a lot of happiness in his future.
Oh, that's great. I thought you were going to say a young man with a fat checkbook, but that was a different story.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, can you describe to our audience about the motor? Now, this motorhome thing is completely new for you, right? Do you have any experience in this world?
No, and it's a pretty quick learning curve forced on you because it's quite different. It's not hard, but it's just different.
Can you describe to us this? You know, I know that it must be hard for you when you're camping, the roughing it of it all, when you're in the leather chair.
Yeah, roughing it is a relative term.
Okay.
Right. I did not care to rough it in boating either. So,
right. True.
And there was some reticence to rough it on the part of Judy.
Okay.
So we looked for something that would be comfortable for us, and I told her that as soon as I sold the boat, I'd get this motorhome. Well, that timing didn't quite work out. We've had the motorhome for a year.
Right.
But it's a completely different perspective on travel and meeting new people, going places. You know, I've traveled the Great Lakes and the waterways of the country for 50 years.
Right.
And loved it. And I really love boating. But it dawned on me that we were going the same places year after year. Maybe this was a better way to see the country.
And so you get behind the wheel of this motorhome. I assume it is I haven't seen it. You know, Dave mentions to me, Dave, where's the dance floor? Is that on the lower level or the upper level?
I couldn't see it because of the disco light.
Right, exactly. So when after you guys have the little dance on the motorhome, this is a self-contained.
That's kind of personal, isn't it?
I know, easy. It's a self-contained. Is it like a bus, or is it the front end like a truck?
No, it's a Spartan chassis, which Spartan makes fire trucks.
Oh, interesting.
So it's a heavy duty chassis, and built the body and everything is built by Newmar in Napanee, Indiana. So it's Amish. Click it again for the Amish.
And how is it to how is it to drive this thing? I mean, does it go down the road? It's 70 miles an hour, no problem.
Well, I could use a little more horsepower, but
sure.
Yeah, it'll travel down the road. If it's a nice road, it's a great drive. It's more pleasant than driving a car.
Wow.
But,
and so you pull into these. Road. So you pull in the. You pull in. You pull into a campsite, and you plug in, and you have a cocktail, and life is good.
Life is good. Yeah.
Well, I know life is good. You're Lyle Dean. I mean, come on. What's not to love?
I have. It's a learning curve compared to boating. I thought I knew mechanical systems and things like that. This is a whole different set of mechanical systems, and you know, you're dealing with, instead of propellers and two transmissions, you're dealing with one transmission and three axles, and making sure all of those things are working, and properly serviced.
But you like this whole motorhome thing?
I do. And there are so many levels of, you can call it motorhome, RV. You can get into this at almost any level. I bought this used, so I'd say I'm at the mid-level range. But, we meet people who have older motorhomes, and then there are the RV Class C campers. We ran into a guy in a pretty decrepit-looking pickup with this little house built on the back of the pickup. It was a miniature house.
Wow.
It happened to be in a Walmart parking lot in Florida.
There you go.
So we took some pictures of it. It was quite quaint.
All right. Well, so will you do me a favor? Because I've got to take a break. Will you please send me a picture of you and Judy in front of the RV so we can post the picture and show how happy you are?
Well, we'll have to learn how to smile first.
Well, yeah, learn how to smile, and then. But what I do want is show me the picture when you guys are in the sunken living room. I want to see that part of it. Okay.
Well, you can go to rvtour.us, www.rvtour.us.
Look at him plugging stuff.
That's our website.
Oh, that's your website. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lyle Dean.
Thank you.
Both hands on the road, please, or on the wheel, rather. Drive carefully. Appreciate you calling this morning. 9:19 in the morning. I got to see a picture of this thing. This thing sounds fantastic.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, the dance floor, the helipad. Amazing. He's amazing. 312-981-7200. We'll be back to your calls right after these.
And now back to Lou.
You used to call me on my...
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You used to.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah.
Yep.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
9:24 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Hey, our Just Text Me segment is coming up after 9:30. So if you couldn't get through, you can text us at 312-981-7200. Greg has been on hold since yesterday. Greg, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for hanging on. How can I help you?
I just had an interior drain tile put in my home. So the guys came in and, you know, jackhammered around the perimeter.
Yep.
It was a finished basement, so I had to trim away the bottom, you know, the floor plates from all the framing.
Yep.
Well, it's in one corner of the house. The guy who finished the basement before I had the home, when he insulated it, he just, you know, just the fiberglass insulation. As I stuck my hand up under the wall, and just for whatever reason, in one corner of the house, there's a fair amount of moisture between the insulation, and then he put a vapor barrier on the outside of it, like on the inside, I guess, yeah, not against the concrete, but against on the outside of it, and then the drywall. There's just a ton of moisture.
Wait. So he framed the wall.
Yep.
Put insulation, and then the vapor barrier went over the studs, and the drywall went over that?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so there's moisture collecting in one. I checked all around after I found it, but it's just in one corner of the house. It's not, like, dripping down, but it's a fair amount for about a four-foot section in one corner of the house between the vapor barrier and the insulation. And it's not going anywhere. Still there. Because I removed the bottom of it. It's been about 3 weeks because I had it done last week.
Right.
It's still collecting there.
So that is more than likely an issue from the moisture coming from the foundation wall and banging up against your moisture barrier, and that's why it's collecting there.
Okay.
So here's what I would do. Now that drain tile is there, so you were just able to reach up underneath there and feel that.
Correct, Yeah. Okay. It's not dripping. Like, it's not
Right. But what we need to make sure of is that this is always problematic for refinishing a basement. I've given this advice over the years. What I want you to do is once you get everything, or, you know, as you're finishing everything up, I want you to measure up from the ground, say, 18 inches. And I want you to cut in a cold air return into the drywall.
Okay.
And I want you to do that and remove the insulation so that any moisture, you when you cut this hole and you look through that hole, I want you to be able to see the concrete wall.
Okay.
And I want you to cover that with a cold air vent.
Okay.
Now, in the wintertime, you can take a magnet that you can cut to size and cover that vent. But other than in the wintertime, I want that to be there and at the other end of the wall, that run of the wall, so that I can get some kind of airflow back there.
Okay.
And that should solve the problem.
So just one return then over the problem area?
Correct. But okay. I want you to do it at the other end of the wall too, because I want some airflow.
Okay, so cut two of them.
Correct. Even the side that doesn't have moisture on. Do me a favor, hang on a second, a little bit longer. I want to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt.
Can I get one more quick one?
Sure.
When they laid the concrete over the drain tile,
yeah.
It only seems that it doesn't seem that thick because I started putting back the bottom of the floor plates.
Yeah.
And when I was driving through, because I was going to put some dry tack screws in there, it seems like I drove all the way through it. I'm only going in an inch and a half.
Just glue it. Don't worry about it. It's not that thick because they put the drain tile there. But hang on. Let me get you a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsep and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. Don't go away.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
It's time for our Just Text Me segment, where you send us a text at 312-981-7200, and Elif will read them, and we'll try and answer them as quickly as possible. Good morning, Elif.
Good morning.
How you doing in there?
Very well. How are you doing?
It's a busy time, isn't it, on Saturday mornings?
Yeah, but
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
What do you got for us?
All right. So the 815 area code asks, I've been using the Mole Max for 2 weeks and still have chipmunks. We bury their holes and they dig them out. What can I do now? Should I pour flowable concrete into their holes?
No. You need more Mole Maxes. So the whole idea is, you got to make sure it's working and that the ground is compacted. If the soil is loose, it doesn't work as well. And they recommend that you use them every 30 feet, but just try and get another one or two of them, and it's going to drive them crazy. And I think you just got to get another one and try to have more chatter, right? Do that one more time. Okay.
Okay.
That'll come back to haunt you. Okay, go ahead.
The 847 area code says, Lou, please help. I have a home with an asphalt driveway. I keep it as clean as possible, but every summer it seems as though every fly in the neighborhood makes its home on my driveway. I spray constantly.
Every fly?
Yes. In my neighborhood, she said. He or she says.
Hmm.
I spray constantly with flying insect killer, but they keep coming back. It seems like the more I kill, twice as many come back. Do you have any suggestions to get rid of them?
Boy, that's an interesting one. Flies on my driveway.
Gross.
Right, but who would think of that? Why are they landing on the hot pavement? That's interesting. Well, you don't want to spray the pavement. You want to spray any bushes or trees around. And you want to try and treat the grass around it as well. So there is a shake that you can buy for flying insects as well as mosquitoes that Bonide makes, which you can sprinkle on the grass. And it lasts a couple of weeks, even if it rains. Try sprinkling that on the grass around it. And on the bushes as well. Let me think about this. Something else you could try, but it'll leave a little residue, but that would be okay. There is a product called Seven, which is for bugs on plants. And they make a spray nozzle attachment that you put on a hose. And you could try spraying that on the asphalt. It'll leave a little white cloudy residue at first, but that should wash away, and that could help. That's a very interesting question. That might be one of the most interesting questions I've ever gotten.
Well, that's good.
How about that?
It's a good
I got to remember that, because people are always like, what's the most weird question you ever got? That one, flies on my driveway.
It sounds,
never heard that one.
Doesn't it sound like a horror film?
It does. Flies on my driveway.
Yes.
In a world. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 224 says she was on hold for a while, but she had to hang up. How to get Berber carpet clean. Stairs won't come clean. Help.
How to get Berber carpet clean? Well, you really need to scrub it. I think that you need the right kind of cleaner. Stain remover. One of the best carpet stain removers is a product called Tech, T-E-C-H. And you can apply that to the stairs and then use a nylon scrubbing brush and scrub it like crazy and get it really clean and then vacuum and or extract it out. But those fibers need to be scrubbed. If that doesn't work, you could hire somebody to come out. I mean, the folks at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, the difference that they have over a lot of carpet cleaners is they actually use scrubbing technology to really scrub the nylon, and you could call them to come out and do it professionally if you can't do it yourself. You can reach them at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. That's our Just Text Me?
Yeah. Right. There are more if you'd like.
Well, we could go on all day. Yeah. I want to take the calls here. I got all these people hanging on. Like Dan here has been hanging on forever. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Thanks for hanging on. How can I help you?
Well, I've got some wicker furniture that sits in a screened-in gazebo outside, and it's probably 5-6 years old, and the finish is peeling off a little bit and graying. And I'm interested in seeing how, if there's a spray-on treatment. I want to spray it with a cedar tone stain with the Wagner spray paint, but just trying to see the best way of getting that old finish off. If there's a spray-on sander or something liquid, something like that to get it prepped so I don't only have to do this once.
So it's real wicker.
Yeah, it's real wicker.
And it's in decent shape.
It's in decent shape. It's a cedar tone.
Okay.
So it's not painted, and it's just where the sun gets it and just the wear. It's just kind of a little bit of the polyurethane is flaking off,
mm-hmm.
just like on the armrest and, you know, the backrest where it's not covered by a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And
You want to refinish the whole thing.
Yeah, I just want to spray the entire piece with the cedar tone stain.
Right.
So that it'll be the same, but I'm just trying to do the prep because I don't want to spray it and then have the yeah. finish just, you know, peel off and then I'm back to square one again.
How many pieces do you have to do?
Two love seat and two armchairs.
Okay. There is a paint stripper. Well, let me think about this. Okay, here's what I want you to do. There's a product you've heard me talk about called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to get that in the neutral. You're going to buy probably 2 or 3 bottles of this, and you're going to get it in the neutral finish.
Okay.
So it's clear. You're going to get rubber gloves. You're going to get some steel wool. Since you're doing the wicker, you're going to get some medium grit steel wool.
Got
and
it.
You're going to pour this into a small bucket, and you're going to dip the steel wool in there, and you're going to go and rub this all over this wicker, and it's going to take all that polyurethane off.
Okay.
Okay, because you're going to use some nice medium pressure to get it all prepped and open up this stuff, and you're going to see how it just all comes apart, and you're going to get it all nice and clean, and when you're done with that, wipe it off with a rag, and you should have exposed and got rid of the polyurethane and opened up the wicker. Even if there's a little bit of stain left, that's okay.
Right.
Because then you're going to apply an oil-based stain over the top of this. It has to be oil-based.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know that I want to, with a stain, are you sure you want to use a sprayer?
Well, that's my next question. If you just brush it in.
Yeah, I would brush. I would brush it in if I were you.
Okay.
And I think you'll get more with that wicker. If it's a real wicker, you'll get more consistency in it, and be able to work areas that don't take it as well. The problem with that Wagner is that while I like that product, when you're doing smaller stuff like a chair or wicker thing, it's easy to pool and get stuff pooled up, and then you've got drips and whatnot. I think you'd be better off using a really good oil-based stain, and it can be, you know, just a Minwax or something like that. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like a deck stain. But then you're going to put some kind of polyurethane over the top, correct? You want it to be nice and shiny or no?
Well, nice and shiny doesn't make a difference. I just want it to last. I don't want to keep doing this. So,
well, then
polyurethane over it, you would suggest?
Well, if you're not doing the polyurethane, then maybe a deck stain would be better. You've heard me talk about this product called Penifin, which is a rosewood oil-based deck stain. That'd be super durable, and you brush that on, and then you wipe it off. As I'm thinking this thing through, Howard's Restorer Finish with medium grit steel wool, get it all prepped out, use the Penifin, brush it on, wipe it off, and you're going to be happy as a pig in you-know-what. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Let's get a quick call in here before we do our last call. And this is Tom in St. John. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Great. Listen, a question to you is that we live in a townhouse complex, and these are paired homes, if you will, and the roof extending over both sides of the home project. The roofs are probably, different angles, throughout, but they're similar, but they're different in each side.
Okay.
Now, the question is that the roof is aging, and they're probably 10 to 12 years, and the question has come up, and that is if a roof repair needs to be done for one reason or another, maybe just aging, leaking, et cetera, the question I have is that, can each side be done independently, or is it because of the townhouse and the extension of the roof, is it going to be required that the entire townhouse has to be undertaken, the entire roof repair project?
Well, it sounds like you need to keep listening after 10 o'clock this morning, because Kathy O'Malley and Amy Guth, who's in for Judy Markey today, are going to talk about their experiences with homeowners associations. I think your first conversation probably is, does the homeowners association have a rule about that?
If there's not
a clear-cut division between the roofs of the individual properties, a repair certainly can occur independently, that's over your unit or over an adjacent unit. But if it's a question of, hey, I'm going to replace just the roof over my side, it probably has to happen all together, because now we open up a chance for finger pointing to say, hey, you fixed your roof, and now I have a leak on my side, and you didn't do mine, and so now you're responsible for someone else's, where it probably makes more sense to have it all done at once.
To the entirety, right. Okay.
See what I mean? But I would keep listening to later on, because Kathy and Amy Guth in for Judy Mark are going to be talking about experiences with homeowner association, and that's a big one. Just make sure that you're, doing everything that everybody wants to do that's required under your agreement and living in a multifamily. Thanks so much for the phone call, because right now it's time for our last call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller this morning is going to be Jim in Minooka. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. We love your show, my wife and I. And, they also have Schlitz in Rockdale, Illinois at Shep's on tap. So
I'm there. Nothing like a good Schlitz.
My dad used to take me there when I was a little boy.
Oh,
anyway.
Man, that's awesome.
Anyway, question. We're ready to replace our deck. We built our house 25 years ago. It's wood. And I was looking at these composites. I know you're very familiar with them, but there was a composite
that I checked out that's like a limestone composite. It's a, instead of a wood, it has stone in it. And I was just wondering what your thoughts are on which composite that...
You're not too far from Alsip, are you?
No, no, we're in Minooka, which is west of Joliet.
Yeah. Go up to Fox Home Center because they've got a huge selection of synthetics. Now, I will tell you, if you made me choose and you said, Lou, I'm building a deck, what do I want to do? I would tell you to build it out of redwood. Mm-hmm. It's the wood of 100 years. But mm-hmm. I get the whole synthetic movement. I get it. And there's a lot of different products out there. Here's something you need to know about synthetics. Every single manufacturer of a synthetic has had some kind of issue. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. oh, there's a mold issue with this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working through all that and it has improved greatly. Mm-hmm. Trex is a terrific product.
Right, I've seen them.
AZEK and TimberTech, which are owned by the same company, are two really good products. You need to educate yourself on all the different product lines that are out there. It's beautiful. It doesn't crack. It doesn't warp. You can do some design things with the what they call wood alternatives. They don't like the term synthetic for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But it would be worth a trip for you to go to this Fox Home Center. Actually, they have free design services.
Okay.
And they have a large selection of different brands so you can see it all. And, you know, more importantly, too, is go find some decks if they'll give you names of people that have built decks with different products.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more interested in you going to see a deck that was built 5 years ago as opposed to last month.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're going to really see it. Now, on a personal note, I have had a set of steps on the back of our home built out of Trex for 13 years. And it gets a fair amount of sun in the afternoon, and they still look great. I clean them once a year. I've had zero issue with it. And, you know, it was something more that I wanted to try more than anything to see mm-hmm. what it was like. And if you stick with those kinds of manufacturers, I think you're going to find that you're going to get really good results and something that will last a long time. Do me a favor, Jim. I want you to hang on a little bit longer. I want to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home from anywhere in the world on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men, 855-955-HVAC. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Dave and Andy for helping out today in sports and news. And thank
Always
you all
pleasure.
For
Thanks.
Listening today. Kathy O'Malley and Amy Guth are here for the Kathy and Judy Show.
Yes,
hello, ladies.
We are. Hi, Lou.
How are we doing?
We're fine. We were just talking about air conditioning. Engineer Bob Ferguson
said that it's
usually
a little warm.
Well, Bob doesn't usually kick his in until it's about, you know, 140 degrees.
Yeah.
Tough
guy. Are you an air person?
Well, I turned it on yesterday.
Yeah.
I sure did.
When it gets in the 90s, I'll pre-cool, but normally we're windows open people.
Yeah. I mean, windows open at 95 still moves a lot of 95 into the
correct.
House.
Yeah, I agree. Correct.
Yeah, it's
I agree.
pretty warm.
You're looking forward to the show. I want to hear all about the Homeowners Association thing.
Nightmares.
It's the one reason
yes.
that I don't think I'll ever live in a condo.
Yeah, well, there's some neighborhood associations.
Same
I mean, you
thing.
Live in an exactly.
A I lot don't of, want people telling me you can't put a wreath on your door.
Exactly.
You can only do it for this amount of time
exactly.
and whatever.
Exactly. Right. Well, we'll talk about that, and actually, we'll do that after the news. Have a good one, Lou.
You too.
All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.